This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with tomorrow's big economic headline, the unemployment report for June. It's going to be ugly or not too bad. Unemployment's going to go up or maybe down. We'll have added jobs in June or we will have lost a bunch. Fact is, we just don't know. And we don't know because what's happening in this economy is so far outside the norm. Pretty much since the beginning of this pandemic, and they have been really upfront about this, you got to say, the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been counting people, well, the wrong way. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what's been happening, what the BLS is doing to fix it, and with how many grains of salt one should take tomorrow's report.
The Labor Department calculates the number of jobs added or lost and the unemployment rate by calling up a representative group of Americans and asking them about their employment status. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is now providing more training and new instructions to the people asking the questions.
What we have is a coding problem.
That's Joe Bruzuelas, chief economist at RSM. He says the problem isn't software coding.
We have individuals interviewing people who say, well, I'm a stadium worker, but there's no work. They were classified as employed when they should have been classified as unemployed.
Turns out it's a really confusing situation, both for the questioners and those answering them. And once a response is part of the record, it stays that way, even if the BLS knows that data may be questionable. Jay Shambaugh at the Brookings Institution.
They don't want to sit there and say, oh, we're worried these people should have been counted as unemployed, so let's relabel them. Because then I think they quite rightly could be accused of kind of messing with the data.
Shambaugh gives the BLS credit for recognizing the problem, alerting everyone to potential errors, and annotating the report. But Michael Pierce at Capital Economics says, bottom line, this is a vexing problem.
If you get called up and you asked, are you employed? It's a good question. If you're a restaurant manager and your restaurant should be reopening, but you're not sure when, it really is an open question. You know, am I employed or not?
He also doesn't think simple training is going to make answering a question like that much easier. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.